Day Show is on the air again. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. It's Wednesday, the 4th of May. What are your aspirations for today? What are your possibilities for today? The first ingredient as you start the day is to take the dreams that you've had, maybe even last night or yesterday. You daydreamed a little bit. You dream big. Do you think big? You got to be in the big place to be big in the achievement department. I think high expectation always precedes high achievement. And that's one of the, you know, you have your desires and oftentimes they control who you are. I know that I'm not always as good at meeting my desires as I am. In certain areas, I'm pretty good at going after my aspirations, my desires. Other areas, I'm not so good. So you'll have success in the areas where you really have a focus. Richie would tell you, Roberta maybe as well, that it might be in the romance area, that I'm not good with my aspirations. But I can have big dreams. Just put them in perspective.
You made a key point there is focus. Whatever your dream is or whatever your want is, you have to have a focus
on it. Right.
And if you are not focused, you will not achieve it.
All right, so here's an example of somebody who has had, over the years, focus. He started life in a way that wasn't at all connected to his present pursuit. He never thought when he was younger that he was going to be a chiropractor, never mind a practitioner of NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A, which is a special a breed of chiropractor, only like 300 of them living and breathing on the planet, and he's one of them. But this guy used to be a miner. He was an expert in minerals and precious metals
That's right. You were like a gold guy, weren't you, Jack?
Yeah, was a gold
guy. Yeah, I had my own gold consulting business that covered several western states.
He was a gold digger.
Yeah.
I don't know why I get a kick out of that. I just didn't think
And now he's Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us on the Good Day program. Got a marvelous website. You ought to visit it, jackstockwell.com. When I have questions about alternative things, he and Ken oftentimes spend time talking. Sometimes they agree and sometimes they disagree. It's okay because you hear different points of view. And because health and well-being is such an important focus in our country, it is important. It's worthwhile to get off the wheel, the Bin Laden wheel, for a while. So this hour, as often is the case on Wednesday, devoted to a lot of medical knowledge. Dr. Ken's going to be around earlier or later on in the hour. And I have a couple of different people who have become a part of or will become part of the program to help you keep yourself focused on your own well-being. It's important to all of us. It's important to me and always has been important to Jack as he works very hard with people to get them into shape literally and figuratively. And so we have discussions oftentimes as we did last week. It's sort of an ongoing discussion about things that you may read or hear, and at first glance, at first blush, you think, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. So thus the circumstance of the DHA versus EPA, omega-3 versus omega-6, to have fish oil, not to have fish oil. We talked about this last week because of a study that was done that suggests that if you're taking a lot of fish oil and you're a man, you may be jeopardizing your prostate. So the first question I asked was, who funded the study? I've still not gotten an answer to that question, but I can keep asking it. Meanwhile, lots of comments on the various medical blogs, Jack, about this study. And again, for those who wonder what we're talking about, it was a general reference, and this is what got people kicked up because then they start, okay, fish oil, does that mean I shouldn't eat fish? Never mind, take the capsules, right?
Well, it's, you know, how long has mankind been eating fish?
Well, the people that are healthiest on the planet seem to eat the most fish, the Asians.
Well, that's true. That's true. And people who have been coastal cultured people, not the ones who live up in the mountains, not the ones who live deep in the forests, but the ones who live on the coastlines, especially where high mountain rivers eventually end up into the ocean, have always been the healthiest people because all those minerals from the highest mountains have washed down the rivers into the oceans, combining with the minerals that are in the oceans, mineralizing the vegetation from the ocean as well as the sea life. They've always been the healthiest on the planet.
So, Jack, help us to understand, because, I mean, I go to the fish section at the grocery store, And I'm so confused.
That just sounded funny.
I know.
I go to the fish section of the local grocery store. Yeah.
But, you know, you think you're buying a healthy fish, and then all of a sudden you find out it's got omega
Well, it depends on where it comes from.
Or
well,
also, that you thought it was fresh caught, but really it's not. It's farmed. Or that it's got too much, what's the mercury in it? I mean, how do you know what to eat?
Here's the thing. When they were doing this fish oil, the DHA, the EPA stuff, where was the oil coming from? What kind of fish were they coming from? Here's the difference between deep ocean fish and farm-fed fish. Farm-fed fish are still raised in the ocean. They're just in these giant, you know, with those things that in the deadliest profession thing where they're up there getting those king crabs and they have these big crab pots. They have these things that are immense.
The deadliest catch.
Yeah, the deadliest catch. They have these immense cages, immense. I mean 200 feet by 300 feet by 100 feet deep that are loaded with thousands of these fish that they can't get out. The fish that would be predatory for them can't get in. And these animals are fed grain. Now, the way that we have developed over however long we've been here with the kind of fish that have come from the ocean, you've got these little fingerlings that hatch from upstream spawning that end up back out in the ocean. And if they live long enough, all they're eating is plants.
Mm-hmm.
They just nibble at little kinds of green things.
What a lesson
here
we can
there.
Learn for ourselves in terms of what we eat.
And then something comes along and eats them. And then something comes along and eats that. And then something comes along and eats that. So that the fat, the richness of the essential fatty acids develop inside these animals the way it's supposed to develop. So that when you get deep ocean fish, you're getting the properly formed kinds of fats. When you get the farm-raised fish, you're getting fish that were raised on grain, and that's completely different. It's just the same as a grass-pastured raised beef, the kind of fat development in it, as opposed to these that are commercially fed in stalls with grain that they weren't designed to eat.
Let me put a spin on this from the farmer point of view, from the Doug dairy guy who's been around cows all of his life and has been feeding grain to my animals all my life, because that's what I grew up seeing, and that's what was done. You fed the cows grain because it was supposedly good for them. We stopped feeding. When I started selling raw milk at the dairy farm store, I stopped feeding grain because the people who like raw milk like grass-fed, pasture-fed, and that's what we did anyway. But we also, when the cows would come in the barn, we'd give them some grain. And we stopped because it wasn't the thing that the customers want. And frankly, I don't want to spend the money because it's like $400 a ton now. And what has happened is astonishing, Jack. Nothing short of astonishing. We used to have the hoof trimmer come twice a year because the hooves, the hips, there'd be feet and leg problems the cows would have as they'd get a little older. By the time 6 or 7 came around, they really needed attention. Since we stopped feeding grain, not once has the hoof trimmer been here. Not one cow has needed any hoof trimming or any feet work. And the same is true with their teeth. There used to be cows every once in a while would do, as with humans, they'd get a swelling or there's some kind of a impact they would have from the teeth being destroyed, or they have some kind of abscess in there. No more. No troubles like that. So if you look at what's in the grain and you wonder how is it that the cows are having that problem, the only thing the grain did was build them up a little bit, and we might have gotten a little more milk out of them, but the quality of their lives and the quality of the product they're producing was downgraded because we gave them grain. So then now you look at what's in the grain, and you see this garbage that's in there.
Yeah.
And my God.
Yeah. And a lot of it's genetically modified.
So when you go to the store and somebody says, this is grain-fed beef, run.
Well, will there be an in-depth medical report in a peer-reviewed journal about that very thing you just mentioned? No.
No.
It won't be there.
Because nobody's going to pay for it.
But yes, that's true. But they don't want that outcome printed.
So,
because
go ahead.
It'll just hurt the commercial beef industry.
There's a list of cancer-fighting superfoods that has been around, and I look at this list every once in a while. It's not a list that's changed. It's broccoli, berries, tomatoes, walnuts, garlic. There's no beef on here. There's no chicken on here. There's no dairy on here either. Beans. All right? You want to get into a place where you won't be bothered by free radicals. But yet, when you talk about these things, people say, oh, vegetables. Oh, yuck. I'm going to McDonald's. So
yet in cultures, that regularly eat those foods every day, they have far less degenerative conditions than we do.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the United States, New Zealand, and the Netherlands, the highest dairy consumption countries on the planet have the highest rates of osteoporosis and arthritis.
So then what they do is they go to DrKenshow.com and get the free sample of Salon Pass for aches and pains. They'll take care of that right away. All right. So what's the highlight of JackStockwell.com this week? You always have great things there that are tracking things that are important to you to help people out medicinally. What's the hot item, would you say, this week? You had to pick one thing at JackStockwell.com that was really hot. What is it?
Newsletter. My newsletter. Sign up for my free no-advertising newsletter.
All right.
And it's a new website. It's been redone.
It's
much more user-friendly.
Right. All right. Go to jackstockwell.com and sign up for the free newsletter. One more way to have some help. Well-being is important. You got lots of different choices, lots of different information. Help yourself, jackstockwell.com. Always good to have you here, Jack. Thank you for insight. It's time for you to figure out how to make text messaging work for you. So Richie has done this. You can learn more about a free trial that I've set up for you. Go to 313131 and text Doug. All right? This is simple. Richie, how did you make this work for you yesterday?
I went to my text thing in my iPhone. The address I put in was 313131.
Yep.
In the text box, I put in Doug. And it sent me back a link for more texting information if you like to have a texting program.
Yep. Clients, prospects, text Doug to 313131 and see how it works for you. 19 after the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetSmart card. Save $3 on all Iams dog food in 35 to 40-pound bags, and get one can of Iams dog food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage, breed size, or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your dog. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Recognize this at first, but listen for a minute. You'll get it. Song is the Greg Kinn Band, number one during this week in 1983. We go back musically for a few moments.
And then the fun part of this song is that Weird Al Yankovic had a little bit of fun with it.
I lost on Jeopardy.
I lost on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Well, that guy never missed an opportunity.
Nope. Very smart guy. So there, a little musical remembrance for your listening and dancing pleasures. By the way, did you watch Dancing with the Stars? Like, where's Roberta?
Roberta, are you back?
No, she's not. No. All right. So anyway, where were you last night?
She doesn't watch Dancing with the Stars anyway.
She doesn't like it?
My wife does, which means that sometimes I will pass the television.
I know, yes, to go through, yes, right.
Right.
Last night, as I was sort of getting my work done, I've become, if I can, I want to watch NCIS and NCIS Los Angeles.
Good show.
And then after that is The Good Wife. So there are three really good shows on Big Bang Boom on
late?
CBS.
The Good Wife doesn't come until 10, right?
10. I know. I stayed up and watched it. Anyway, so in terms of what there is, the essence of what I was talking about has just gone out of my mind.
Dancing with the Stars. Did you watch
Dancing with the Stars? Oh, so flipping back and forth. Thank you. Flipping back and forth. I watched a little of Dancing with the Stars. I'll tell you, as far as hosts go,
Bergeron is
he's very
bomb.
Good. He's very smooth.
That guy's
very
good.
Yeah, he just knows the right thing to say at the right time. Anyway, they were there were three couples that were left, and Kirstie Alley is one of them. And I'm sort of, if I were going to be, she's the only person there I know. I don't know anybody else who's dancing except for Kirstie Alley, or at least of the three or four who are left.
You know Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, but it isn't...
Karate Kid.
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't do it for me like she does.
No, but you know him.
Yeah, yeah, I know who he is, for sure. Anyway, it was interesting to see how the judges reviewed these people. And then I hit The Voice. You know, the commercial breaks, you go and find other things and look around just for the heck of it. I was brushing my teeth, watching this weird dude with a red sunglasses. Who in the name of heaven is that?
CeeLo Green. That was over on The Voice. Yeah. He's the guy with the big Forget You song.
He looks like the guy that died, Solomon Burke.
Solomon Burke.
He looks
yeah.
a little like him in that chair.
Yeah, he's this guy.
Is that this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So is it Pink who's sitting next to him?
No, that's Christina Aguilera.
All right. Does she look a lot like Pink?
Pink's taller, thinner, and a little bit more
Aguilera
muscular.
Aguilera just looks like, you know, it's phony blonde, but...
Yeah, the blonde hair looks like a wig now, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it sure does.
So, but she looks good. I mean, I'll tell you, that's kind of... I've been watching that show a little bit. It's kind of a neat setup, the way that they blind audition all of the singers and pick them for their team based... Only on their voice, solely on their voice. And then they build a team of eight and then compete with each other. And then the last
So it's a good concept.
Standing,
apparently it's quite popular.
It's a neat concept.
Yeah.
And the hosts are really cool. There's no animosity. You can tell they all get along well, and it's kind of fun.
It's not a Simon-esque routine.
No.
Peter
no, that.
Greenberg up next here on Good Day. When you travel by bus, you're putting your life in somebody else's hands. So Peter is looking at the safety measures now with some of the big bus companies like Greyhound, etc. 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Whenever you travel by bus, you're effectively putting yourself in someone else's hands. In fact, you're putting your life in someone else's hands. So what safety measures are actually in place? You might be surprised to find out how little is being done. First, seatbelts. They're not even required to be worn by passengers on buses. How many buses have stabilizers to prevent rollovers or stronger windows and roofs? The answer, not many. Now, there is some good news. Some companies have voluntarily installed lap and shoulder belts. About 205 Greyhound buses and all 75 buses in the Bolt bus fleet have seatbelts. Now, if you really want to vet a bus company, then check out the DOT's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration page, which allows you to research the safety record of tour and charter services around the country. The bottom line, and for starters, if your bus doesn't even have seatbelts, don't take the bus. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 24 assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. These 24 assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 24 assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden and I talking about what's going on in the world today. Killing of Osama bin Laden by U.S. forces continues to dominate our conversation. It's not the case, however, down where the cleanup and recovery efforts are the top of mind for people. A lot of radio stations, television stations down in the south, Birmingham area especially, are talking about covering all of the damage. Tuscaloosa, Alabama is another community. The news there focusing on not only the cleanup, but apparently a lot of looting. They're experiencing a lot of looting there. So the police and the National Guard are patrolling the streets. They can't keep up with all the looters, though. People are stealing anything they can get their hands on from homes and businesses. Arrests have been made, but because the economy is so bad and people are so in need, they're doing whatever they can to survive. And you can imagine in a devastation like this, it's when people have their lives ruined, they'll grasp at anything. And so it's not acceptable. It's not the right thing, but I think you can understand why that sort of thing would be happening. So in these areas, rural Alabama especially, but even Birmingham, some of the areas where we're heard, there's nobody cares about Osama bin Laden. They could care less. They're interested in what can be done to clean up and recover from all of this. I noticed Tom Joyner, who is a fellow broadcaster, has a syndicated morning program, a lot of black radio stations. Actually, he's quite a good broadcaster and a pretty good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Has gone down there to do his program from a couple of different locations to bring attention to the needs of the people down there, certainly a large black population, and trying to get people to help. The thing that's kind of stressful and a little distracting about this is going back to Osama bin Laden in Pakistan, and we spend $1.3 billion there to give aid to the Pakistanis, and most people with any common sense are asking themselves why, when we all know. I mean, let's stop with the charade. Everybody knew around there. If they have pictures of neighbors looking into the compound and they know Osama bin Laden is there and there's a big military training school up the street three blocks and there's a big police encampment down the other way, and they say, come on. What do you do? Who are you trying to kid? And the people say, well, we're going to look into it. What the hell are you going to look into? You know what's going on. We all know what's going on. You know, so let's stop with the charade.
But there are conflicting stories about that today.
What?
I mean, I was seeing stories that the neighbors never really knew what was happening in that that neighborhood, and the kids would start to kick balls over the wall just so they could have fun because
they
the
never
people
saw
would throw
again.
The balls back over. No, and then it looks like I've seen a couple of stories where it's weird in that the people didn't know what was going on behind those 15-foot walls.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Oh, they thought it was like drug dealers or something like that.
I certainly can buy that the neighbors didn't know who was there possibly. Maybe they had suspicions. But for the military and the police station not to know what was there, no, I don't buy that at all.
No. So, anyway, the death photo looks like, I'm looking at one site, President Obama has decided to release at least one photo showing Osama bin Laden. The images are graphic, supposedly bound to stir emotions, I'm guessing, in both our country and around the world. At any rate, that's something that's happening. Roberta, I noticed that the Book of Mormon, which is the Broadway musical from the creators of South Park, has led the list of Tony nominations.
Oh, yes.
14 nominations. This is pretty...
And they're going to win. They're going to win Best Musical.
But they have all this trouble with... don't they have, like,
they
in the... Well, I mean, it's very controversial. The things... It's not trouble like Spider-Man, but it has a lot of... Really, you wanted me to go, and then I looked into it, and I thought, my God, this thing's dealing with...
Well, if you're easily offended...
The words, yeah,
if
very
you're easily offended, especially by foul language and sexual
innuendo
and reference, then that's not the show for you to go to. But if you see the humor in it, if you appreciate the South Park type of humor, then you will love the show.
So Al Pacino is up for The Merchant of Venice. Edie Falco for The House
that.
Of Blue Leaves.
She was incredible in that. I saw
Ellen
that.
Barkin for
incredible.
The Normal Heart. Vanessa Redgrave for
That's
Driving Miss Daisy.
Just opened.
Yeah.
And I said she was terrific in Driving Miss Daisy. And I don't know how James Earl Jones
didn't
get
nominated.
Nominated.
I know, for
I don't
Driving Miss Daisy.
That,
playing
the
Morgan
electric.
Fairchild. Morgan.
They were incredible. It was like watching a master class in acting, those two people.
Morgan Freeman. What's the matter with Fairchild?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman. He was in the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty surprising stuff. A lot of activity at DougStephan.com today. Dr. Ken is going to join us in a few minutes. We have a couple of important new messages to explain. Before we do that, let's think about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is Sunday. Your mother and what she does for you. If she's in your life right now, man, oh, man, if she's not in your life, there's much point in thinking about roses for her.
Wow, you mean
she's
around. Wife.
Your wife.
Got the wife.
Got the other relatives maybe you think strong. Maybe you have had an aunt who was important. Whoever it is, why not think about her in the most positive light and take care of her the way you'd like to be taken care of yourself with something that is the best. And the best deal for Mother's Day for flowers is from ProFlowers.com. Roses for under $20, a dozen assorted roses for your mom, plus the vase. But I'm betting you want to spend another $10, $29.99. You get double the number of roses, 24 roses, a free box of chocolates, and a really cool vase. That's the deal you want. Try ProFlowers if you haven't already. They deliver anywhere in the country. They guarantee the flowers stay fresh for at least a week. So you'll get them. You'll order them by midnight Friday. Get them on Saturday. Your mother will love them on Sunday through the next Sunday. Maybe forever and ever she'll bookmark, take them and stick them in a book someplace. So that's what people do with petals from roses. Means something special. So here's the way to get this amazing Mother's Day roses deal. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug, ProFlow. Exchange the letters on the phone, or go online to proflowers.com, click on the microphone at the top right-hand corner, and type in Doug, D-O-U-G. Proflowers.com. Use Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 17 before the hour, and that's time for you to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com now for your free sample of Salon Pass. We are all doing this. Dr. Ken is here to explain this special deal. You get a free sample of Salon Pass. What is there about this that we think, as we are getting acquainted with these folks, that so many people can have a benefit by going to your website, drkenshow.com, clicking on Salon Pass, S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. It's a box just below your picture at your website. This is a pain relief patch that does what? You love it because it's clinically been proven to do stuff. You love evidence-based stuff, so that's why this is good, right?
I love it. Don't get excited, but I love it because it's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain-relieving patch. It will help with arthritic pain. It has methyl salicylate and menthol. It goes right to the site of the pain. It doesn't irritate your stomach and your bowel. It's been proven in study after study to be safe and effective. This is the real thing to help relieve pain.
All right. So here's the rub, if you'll pardon the pun. Those of you who take pills, you take aspirin, you take ibuprofen, you take Tylenol, you take Advil, you take Aleve. Well, as Ken has suggested, that stuff takes its toll on your stomach. So if you're not, and plus the fact that half the time they don't get the relief that lasts, so why wouldn't you go try this as the right alternative? You go get a free sample of Salon Pass, a valuable coupon, go to drkenshow.com, click on the Salon Pass button, and do what Ken has recommended. Try this out. You will find it is extraordinarily helpful. And anytime you're feeling pain, man, that's the time to take advantage of that circumstance. And then there's another organization that we are now affiliated with. It's a company that has found the key to unlocking the mysteries in your blood. The company's called Body Bio. Richie, this is something.
This sounds so cool.
What happens with this? This really underscores the need for everybody to have a physical. I'm having my second physical of the year tomorrow.
Mine's in June.
I have one with Ken, usually around Christmas time, end of the year, beginning of the year. And then I go see a local fella who is more apt to do things like the digital rectal exam and things that are not part of Ken's specialty. And that's not what you expect from a cardiologist. I just go to Ken because I want to make sure that the vitals are important. And because he is my friend, he takes extraordinarily good care of me and shows interest that all doctors, I mean, if you listen to him on the air with us on Saturday mornings, you know what he's all about. But here's this company that goes a step further. This is very unique, Ken, understanding the mysteries in people's blood. Now, you had this done for you, did you not?
Absolutely.
And what happened? What'd they find?
Well, they find what vitamins do you really need. You go to the grocery store or to the health food store, and you're overwhelmed by a ton of different supplements to buy. What do you get?
Well, Ken always is saying to me, because he knows I take about 30 different supplements a day, do you know you need it? Why do you take it? What's the work behind it that makes you think, you know, do you have somebody telling you to take this, or are you just self-medicating?
Exactly. I don't like shotgun therapy. If you've listened on Saturday, you know, I don't like going to the Chinese restaurant and saying two from column A, two from column B. I like to give you what you need, and a little bit is okay. Too much can be harmful. We've heard this over and over. So this is a way to methodically decide what vitamins, what supplements do you really need. And if you're going to have all this blood work done by your doctor, you might as well get as much information out of it as you possibly can. Your doctors will tell you the traditional needs. This adds the extra things, information that you don't normally get out of your blood. It just adds to the information. You're going to get your blood drawn. You might as well find out also if you need any supplements. And this does it. It's a patented detection. It works on a blood test. You can either do it through this company or send, if you get all the right elements that you need, they'll tell you what you need. You can send your own doctor's blood to get extra information from it.
Doctor's blood work. You know, the doctor's blood is going to help you much, but doctor's blood, you get a, like I'm going to tomorrow have blood tests done. All of that stuff is going to be shipped down to Body Bio, and they're going to then tell me and Ken what it is that I need to be taking for supplementation and what I have too much of. So you want to take Ken's advice on this. If you have never believed anything before, believe in this. BodyBioReport.com. B-O-D-Y-B-I-O report. All one word, .com. It is very sensible, extraordinarily intelligent thing for you to do. 12 before the hour, Dr. Ken here with the study linking salt and heart disease as part of our focus. Dr. Ken brought to you also by the folks who have helped Rich and Roberta and Ken's family and so many members of our radio family lose weight intelligently. Again, evidence-based. It's been recommended by thousands, tens of thousands of doctors. And so, Roberta, you've lost how much?
Oh, gosh, I'd say at least 25 pounds by now.
25 pounds. Richie, you're off 30.
I've got another 10 to go.
28 pounds.
28 pounds.
Amazing.
I know Jennifer is 18 to 20, it seems to me. How about your wife?
She was 26, 27.
26. How about your wife, and how's she doing on it, Ken?
They've just started. They've both been on it a little over a month, and they're about 10 pounds down.
All right. MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken or call them at 800-506-4115, 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken, save some money. More importantly, lose the weight. Up to 20 pounds the first month, average weight loss of 2 to 5 pounds a week. There are 70 MetaFast meals that you'll go on. I made some soup yesterday. Ken, you're getting a big kick out of this.
Oh,
they
gosh,
all tease
please.
Me because I make them all together, but they're good soups.
But if you put three soups together, that's three meals.
No, I don't eat it all at once. I have it cooking and simmering, and I sample it as I go through.
Oh, I see. But you're going to count that as three meals.
No, I'm not eating them all at once.
But as you sample it through the day, you have to count it as three meals.
Okay.
If you're mixing the cream of broccoli, the cream of tomato, with a chicken noodle.
Making me hungry.
Listen to Rich. 800-506-4115, MetaFast. All right, what's this study about the salt and heart disease?
All right, this is going to create a hubbub, and this is a study that challenges the link between salt and heart disease. It's out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. But very importantly, please don't change your dietary patterns yet. This only involved young Caucasian Europeans, and many different races respond to salt differently. And the important thing is that if you already do have high blood pressure or heart disease, this study does not affect you. You should not change your salt. What they did discover was that in young Caucasian Europeans, that salt, if you didn't already have heart disease or hypertension, didn't seem to matter. But I would hold off on changing your dietary patterns based on this study.
All right, connection between fat people and sex.
Obese people, they're having less satisfying sex lives out of the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy this week.
Why is that shocking? I mean, that makes nothing but common sense, right?
Another good reason to lose weight.
There you go. Dr. Ken Kronos, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size. Catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, buddy. He's got radioactive blood.
Radioactive blood, my God, that's great. We love anybody who's got radioactive blood. Spider-Man, Michael Bublé from the movie that opens today. Doesn't this Spider-Man 3 open today, Jocker?
No, the new Spider-Man reboot opens next summer, Doug.
Huh.
Yeah, they just started that. They just casted it, basically, right, Chuck?
So maybe this is the anniversary of it opening? I don't see the date attached to it, though. Spider-Man 2. How many Spider-Man movies have there been so far?
Three.
And was this the theme to all three of them?
No.
No.
Oh. Was it the theme to the last two?
No, I think it was only the theme to the one.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen to the folks, if you ever wonder about how it is I get my information, I have such credible people who know everything around me, as you can tell.
You confused this when you asked if a new Spider-Man was opening on a Wednesday.
How did I confuse it? I asked you whether I thought there was. I've been listening to this hype for Spider-Man, and I'm even confused with the Broadway show for Spider-Man and all of the movie talk. So,
well, that's got a lot of publicity. You know, despite some very awful reviews on Broadway, that thing's going to still make a lot of money long term because. There's going to be an interest, and whether it's mediocre or great or not so great, I still think people will pay tickets to see it for a very long time.
Yeah, Roberta's going to see it.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's a great family show. I mean, the special effects, the flying is terrific. It's a pity that the music and the book is just absolutely a train wreck.
Yeah, there you go.
But they are
reworking the script to condense the story and make it a little bit more. Interesting for the paying crowd. So
yeah.
Hopefully, I fell asleep during the second act.
I was going to say, what a shocking concept. Please the crowd that pays to come see the show.
Michael Bublé did the 2004 movie, and then the 2007 Spider-Man 3 featured a little bit of the melody but didn't feature the song.
Oh. Okay. So that this 2 years ago today, the Spider-Man 3 movie opened up. Is that what you're saying?
2007 was the last.
All right, 4 years ago. Got it. Okay. Thank you for putting everything into perspective. Now
I'm here for you.
We have time for our contest. Do you need other things to be done, or how are we doing?
Time for the contest. Always.
Here we go. All right. Here is the number one movie this week in 2008. All right, and I think this is not too difficult, but let's see. Sometimes the audio clips that we take out of the movies are more difficult. We're not aiming to make them too difficult, but we're not aiming to make it easy as well. So let's see what we get out of this.
You've been called the Da Vinci of our time. What do you say to that?
Absolutely ridiculous. I don't paint.
All right. You got it, Tucker?
Oh, I know this line.
Yeah, you do. 800-510-8255. All right, we'll go on. Three clips, you guess it. 800-510-TALK. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, you'll get the prize. Here's the second clip.
Is it better to be feared or respected? And I say, is it too much to ask for both?
The voice could be confused. Two or three different people who sound relatively the same. All right, this is good challenge for your mind. Last clip.
They say the best weapon is one you never have to fire. I respectfully disagree. I prefer the weapon you only have to fire once. That's how Dad did it. That's how America does it. And it's worked out pretty well so far.
All right, so this could be confused with any number of this sort of movie. Let's see what you come up with. 800-510-8255. A lot of action there. Chucker, what's in the movie news department?
A record 23 major companies, Doug, have signed product placement deals for the newest James Bond movie.
Really?
That's James Bond 23. That is a new record for product placement. Believe it or not, it will pay for one-third of the film's budget.
You wow.
Woo! Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem. Who cares?
If that's the way they got to, you know, when they make a $150 million movie, that's the way they got to pay for part of it. That's the way they got to pay for
They did
part
it in
it.
Castle the other night. They slipped in a droid and a Netflix ad within 10 seconds, all in one shot of the phone that they were holding. It's everywhere now.
Yeah.
In other news, actor Hugh Jackman, reportedly the front runner, the star in the James Cameron-produced 3D remake of the 1960s sci-fi movie Fantastic Voyage. I think actually pretty good idea for a 3D movie. And actress Rachel Weisz, best known for the first two Mummy movies, will play a evil witch in Oz, the Great and Powerful.
She's very attractive.
Instead of Oz prequel.
Bernadette in Auburn, California. What's the name of the movie?
The Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code. Derek in Lake Havasu, what do you say?
Iron Man.
Iron Man, number one movie this week in 2008. You got it, sir. Hold on just a second. Chucker's back tomorrow, same time and same station on Good Day.